hear the American media tell it, to hear Democrats tell it, the only place on earth where mass shootings occurs is the United States. Of course, you know that's not true. But if you were to believe those on the left, both the politicians and their handmaidens in places like CNN and MSNBC, America's the only place that ever experiences a mass public shooting, which, of course, isn't true. And in fact, my next guest has spent decades studying gun crimes and gun events and sometimes mass shootings. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. You know, I saw you recently on the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and you talked about this again because you tell people this in your ongoing effort to set the record straight. And I give you great praise because you do so day after day. You say, now, wait a second. You're saying this and this and this. And for Democrat politicians and for those in the media that are all openly hostile to the Second Amendment, hostile to the private ownership of guns, you try to tell them the truth, but they are awfully resistant to it, aren't they?
Oh, they're incredibly resistant. And one of the more pernicious talking points, as you say, is that somehow the United States is unique in terms of mass public shootings. You know, if you look at the data that we put together from 1998 through 2017, the United States makes up about 1% of the mass public shooters around the world. And, you know, we make about 4.6% of the world population. So we're well below the world average. There are many countries in Europe, Russia, France, Finland, Norway, that have much higher murder rates for mass public shootings than we have here in the United States. So, I mean, it's really a dramatic difference that you see there.
And so why is it when in this day and age when we have so much information available at our fingertips on laptop computers or smartphones? I mean, we have a plethora of information. You can go run down the information on mass shootings around the world. And yet it seems to me that these journalists, and I use the term very loosely at this point, these journalists from some of these networks, they have no intellectual curiosity. They have no interest in finding out what the actual numbers are, what they indicate, why what they're telling and regurgitating on a regular basis just isn't true. They don't seem to care about what the truth is. Now, when I grew up, I asked questions all the time. I never believed anything anybody told me. That was a bit annoying to my mother, by the way. But I would challenge things and ask things and double-check and cross-reference. What happened to that mindset?
Well, I mean, look, the general public, I guess I don't blame too much because they just don't hear about these mass public shootings in the rest of the world very much. You know, to the extent that they do get coverage, it's usually fairly brief. Things like the New Zealand attack are rarely covered. You know, that's within a day of the New Zealand attack. You had a big mass public shooting in Brazil. You had another mass public shooting in the Netherlands, all within like 24 hours or so of the attack in New Zealand. But, you know, people at least heard about the New Zealand attack. Maybe there was tiny, tiny coverage about the Brazil school shooting. But, you know, it's just so to the extent that these things are covered, it's usually just, you know, a tiny story buried someplace in the newspaper. And Americans are much more interested about what happens in the United States than they are about what happens in, you know, some foreign country.
Well,
but you have
big
school shootings.
Yeah, it's worse than that. People that live in New York City believe that there is nothing beyond New York City. That is the entire universe. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But you look at what happened in Virginia Beach. It gets an inordinate amount of coverage, tremendous amounts of coverage. And then those on the left and in the media start talking about military-style assault rifles, as the governor of Virginia did, Governor Blackface, as I call him, north from there, even though I believe it was handguns used there. But he still takes the opportunity to target the private ownership of rifles. That doesn't make any sense either.
Look, I mean, within 2 or 3 hours, you had all the Democratic presidential candidates coming out, it seemed, for more gun control laws. As you say, before we knew the facts, they were coming out in favor of assault weapons bans, background checks on private transfers. None of those laws would have made any difference in this attack. And you know, something like the favorite one that they have, these background checks on private transfers, wouldn't have stopped Not only that, but wouldn't have stopped any of the mass public shootings this century. Most of the mass public shootings don't involve rifles of any type, let alone so-called assault rifles. And so, you know, they use these tragedies to try to push gun control. I want to do something. I want to try to stop these attacks from occurring. But I want to try desperately. For years, I've wanted to try to do something with stuff, but I want to do stop it that's actually related to the attacks. And this attack that we just had in Virginia Beach occurred in yet again in a place where general citizens were banned from having guns.
Nobody could defend themselves.
Right, exactly. You had a place where only municipal employees were stationed. This particular building, Operations Building 2, had things like the mail room or the tech center, the IT center, other things that were there that only public employees would go into. And beyond that, the killer used a key card to go within an area where only employees would possibly be able to go in. And that's where he did his attack. And public employees in that municipality were banned from having their concealed handguns with them. This guy had worked there for 10 years. He knew the rules. The one non-employee that was killed was alone by himself in the parking lot when the killer was on his way into the building that was there. So, but everybody that was in the building that was killed was a municipal employee who was, and they all obeyed the rules.
Right.
The killer didn't obey the rules that were there. The silencers are banned in Virginia Beach. This killer was using a silencer, but
what, you know, what you're showing me here, Doctor, is this, Dr. John Lott with us, is that those that follow the rules, those that are law-abiding citizens, pay the price for those that are not. Pretty clear.
Well, it's easier for the killers to go and commit the crime. In fact, creates an attractive target because these people want to kill as many people as possible. And they know the longer it takes for somebody to arrive on the scene with a gun, the more people they're going to be able to kill.
Well, there you have it. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. I know you've written a number of books on these topics, Doctor, over the years. How many books have you written, and what is available to people today that you think they should read?
Well, I've written 9 books. I suppose the most relevant right now are The War on Guns, as well as More Guns, Less Crime. More Guns, Less Crime is in its 3rd edition from the University of Chicago Press. But, I think The War on Guns is probably the most relevant for most people.
And people but, need to educate themselves. But, I mean, that's it. They got to educate themselves. Doctor, I've got about 15 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
I mean, we have a wealth of information on our website at crimeresearch.org. If you want to go and see the rate that mass public shootings occur in gun-free zones, you can go to our website. If you want to go and see the research that we've just done on school shootings over the last 19 years,
it's all there. And we got to leave it right there. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, the books, the research, the information, crimeresearch.org, the place to go. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
You've seen the headline. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what...
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
You...